Welcome to Cypher Stories, giving a voice to the homeless. The number of homeless people in Britain continues to rise, and in the first quarter of 2018 reached 320,000. That's one in every 200 people. The last rough sleepers count in Birmingham revealed that on average, 57 people sleep rough on the streets of Birmingham every night. In Cypher Stories, Giving a Voice to the Homeless, we will meet some of the people living with homelessness and using the charity Cypher Fireside to help them navigate through this extremely difficult time. In our first episode, we will discuss Christmas, a time of joy and goodwill for most of us, but an extremely difficult time to be homeless. Let's start with Cypher Fireside's resident band, The Bubble, made up of Cypher's clients. Here they are in their first rehearsal for their Christmas concerts.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 ladies dancing, 9 lords a-leaping, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings.
So what is Cypher Fireside? Here's their chief executive, Carly Jones, to explain.
Cypher Fireside is a local grassroots charity, which means we work right at the front line supporting individuals who are homeless and who are vulnerably housed. That can include crisis relief, so we've got a drop-in service where we've got showers and food and laundry facilities, but also we help people at the recovery end of their journey as well. So once we have supported somebody to find permanent accommodation, we also then help them with access to employment, training services, and drug and alcohol recovery services to make sure that people actually can achieve their aspirations ultimately. And that's quite a long journey at times. So we're there every step of the way for them.
People like Kathy.
My name's Kathy. I've lived in Birmingham for 10 years, and I've moved within that time 20 times. I've been in every kind of accommodation known to man. I've lived in the worst and I've lived in the best.
What was the worst?
There was a place in Saltley which you wouldn't put a dog in. Thankfully I moved, I was only there a month, and it tested my endurance to breaking point.
And do you have to share these accommodations with lots of other people?
Yeah. Unfortunately, a lot of them have got addictions like drugs and alcohol. And I've lived in places with shouting, banging, police down there every day. I've lived through all that, even in Bristol. I'm from Bristol, and I lived in a place called Jamaica Street Hostel. And what they should put above the door is abandoned home all year you enter this premises. Because I was there 2.5 months, and I thought I was going to die in there. It was like hell.
So how many people like Kathy need Cypher Fireside?
We're seeing about 140 to 160 people every day through our doors.
That's a huge number, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And you're feeding all those people?
Yep, generally, I would say probably 80 to 90% of those people will come in for food. And then obviously people are accessing the other services that surround that as well.
I've been coming to Cypher for 10 years, on and off, not every day, but they've helped me with everything. They've helped me with housing. I've done groups. I've done courses here. I'm at college now. Tomorrow I do health and social studies. They've helped me a lot.
What would your life have been like these last 10 years in Birmingham without Cypher, would you say?
I wouldn't have lived. I wouldn't be alive now. That is the absolute truth. I would not be sitting in this chair now. I owe them my life.
What might have happened to you? Where did you see yourself going without their support?
I've had violence. I've been beat up. And I've been able to come here and express that and get help with it. So basically, when I came here, they saved my life by letting me cry it out and get back up.
Kathy is relying on temporary accommodation and sometimes sofa surfing. And like so many people who use Cypher, has found herself in this situation because she has fled from a difficult and dangerous home life.
They're diamonds. There you go.
Christmas obviously is a terrible time to be on your own, to be homeless, to not have permanent housing. What's your experiences of Christmas been like over the last few years?
Very hard. My family's, I didn't get to see my family last year in Bristol. I'm going this year to see my daughter, thankfully. It's very lonely. All my family is in Bristol, So basically, the people I know are basically people at Cypher and people I do groups with. They are my lifeline. They are my lifeline. And I'm telling you, loneliness is a killer. It kills people. When they're isolated, they've got no friends. They've got no one to talk to. Then their worries build up and they can't cope. And I understand that fully because I've been there. When you just needed someone to talk to and you had no one.
I want to ask you, what are you looking forward to in 2019?
Well, I'm going to continue my college. I'm hoping to pass my exam because I've done level one. I'd like to do level two. Just carry on my education. I would like to have gone into care work, but there's a slight problem, just a bit personal. But I'm hoping I'd like to do care work. That's where my heart is, to care for people.
Christmas is very often a lonely time. A lot of the reason why people find themselves homeless is surrounded by perhaps family breakdown or, you know, sort of difficult and challenging childhoods. And I think Christmas can often bring a lot of that to the surface for people. So I think emotionally and psychologically, Christmas is a really difficult time for our client group.
My name's Peter Gerard.
Peter is currently living in a hostel. He's been homeless for around 5 years and using Cypher Fireside for the last 2 years.
It gives me friends, it gives me a sense of well-being, it gives me food.
How lonely is it to be homeless?
Very, very lonely. I've only got one of my family members talking to me. She doesn't talk to me that much on a regular basis. The rest of the family do not want to know. So this time of year it's absolutely hard. Luckily this year, the place I'm in have arranged for a Christmas Day event.
Ooh, crackers?
I'm assuming so.
Turkey dinner?
Yes, I'm assuming so. But if it wasn't for that, then I really don't know what I'd be doing.
Peter, your face sort of lit up when you said that the hostel has arranged for, you know, a bit of a do on Christmas Day.
Correct.
How important is that?
It's very, very important to me because my family don't really want to go. Because of my alcoholism.
Can I ask you a little bit about your alcoholism?
Of course you can.
I'm going to ask you, I guess, what might be the perennial chicken and egg question. What came first, the alcoholism or the homelessness?
The alcoholism. Mm-hmm. It came just after my mother died. I've never got over
her. I'm so sorry.
And now I don't know if I ever will, or whether I'm going to use drink as the mechanism to cope.
I'm going to ask you a difficult question now, Peter, because you might say the answer's nothing, but, you know, let's be positive. What are you looking forward to in 2019?
Well, I'm turning 40 in 2019.
Congratulations. Life begins.
Thank you very much. How are you doing?
At this point, my conversation with Peter is interrupted.
Yeah, 1 minute. Wait a minute. Yeah, clothing. Yeah.
It's his turn in the clothing queue. He explains a little bit about that system.
Well, you put your line down. Mm. And then you're called one by one in number order, and then you're allocated clothes.
So what have you asked for?
Pair of shoes.
Well, Peter, I hope that your dreams and wishes for 2019 come true. I wish you a very happy 40th birthday.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for chatting to me.
That's okay.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
Peter's gone. Do you know, it's absolutely heartbreaking doing this. Because Peter's situation is not isolated. There are so many Peters. And I'm sat in a side room at Cypher Fireside and I'm looking through the glass and the door. And there's a sea of Peters, there's a sea of Cathys. They're all getting on with different things. Some people are reading the paper, doing the crossword, having a cup of tea, chatting to each other. They're just normal people. But they're normal people whose lives have been completely blighted by homelessness and the problems that come with that.
Hello, I'm Shirley. I'm one of the executive trustees of Birmingham Christmas Shelter, and I tend to do the nights.
Shirley has come here today to announce the opening hours of the Birmingham Christmas Shelter, one of the vital services on offer this time of year.
We're opening at 10 o'clock on the 23rd. We close at 10 o'clock on the 27th. And we'll give you three hot meals a day and as many snacks and drinks as you can get down yourself. We can offer you showers, but we don't have as many as we need. But we've got loads of entertainers. We'll have cinema room with films. You can sleep overnight with us. It's a bit basic. It's mattress on the floor. And this year, we hope to have pillows for you.
How many people on average do you see through the shelter each day?
It varies, but it peaks at between 150 and 200 people sitting down for meals each day, and around about 120 will sleep with us overnight.
That's a huge number of people in one city.
Yes, yes. Well, that's because we don't just serve rough sleepers. We serve anyone who's homeless, living in hostels, or in need of company. So some people will have a flat or a house, but they've got no family, nobody to speak to, so they come to us for entertainment and food and relaxation, basically.
What difference do you think it makes to people? I mean, apart from that they're not on the streets and they're getting a meal, what else do you think it does for the homeless?
One of the first things they say to us is it can be the first time in a year they've been called by their first name. It makes them feel human and belonging. They know it's not luxurious. They know we do what we can to cut down the amount of drugs and alcohol and try and make it a safe place for people, because sleeping on the street isn't a safe place to be for a lot of people. Apart from the rejection by the public, there are gangs out there that will prey on people. So being able to have a safe night's sleep can be quite difficult for somebody who's on the street. But we hope it lifts their mood, and on a very practical level, because we give them three cooked meals a day and as many other snacks and treats and drinks as they can consume, we hope they put on between half a stone and a stone in weight to keep them going through the cold of January. That's one of our big aims.
Hi, I'm Tony Gardner, and I'm at Fireside today.
Talk to me about homelessness, Tony. Are you currently homeless?
Well, I was homeless. Now I'm in a shared accommodation. But yeah, homelessness in general, there's nothing there for them to get themselves out of a hole, shall we say. If they've got a place, then they haven't got nothing for their rent or whatever, and then they're back down to square one, and they try and get themselves out of that hole.
How many times would you say you've been in that hole?
A few times. A very few times, and certain times there was like a time that I had enough, I want to give up. But there's like times where there's like friends that's come to me and say, look, Tony, that's not you, get yourself out of the hole. And they've helped me get out of that hole, and once they've helped me, I thought to myself, I don't need to go in that hole anymore. It's upwards and upwards from now, and that's how I see it.
And how have Fireside helped you?
Yeah, I use their facilities nearly every day, and come here and they'll try and help you as much as like places to stay and other information that you probably need.
What is Christmas like being homeless?
Well, if you haven't got no family and friends, it's just like you're still in that home. There's no one coming to you, seeing if you're all right and things like that. And to be fair, that should change for people that haven't got no friends and no family out there. They feel they've got no one to turn to or whatever. So if you see anyone out there that's truly homeless, just have that time and stop to think and say, ah, oh, let me speak to them. If they need a little cup of tea or a little shoulder to lean on or to listen, they'll do that. So yeah.
Is it lonely?
It is. It is at times, very, very. But there is people out there that actually listen, and just to hear your story, and that would be the good thing, you know what I mean? To be just listening, see what homelessness is about, because there is a time when there's people out there that will go to homelessness and they don't know what to do, the heads everywhere. So yeah, there is facilities out there for them, but you just gotta know where to find the facilities.
Where will you be spending Christmas Day, Tony?
Hopefully with a couple of family and friends, and just mostly with family, hopefully.
Have you ever spent any Christmases on the streets?
Yes, I have. I spent like, what, 2-3 Christmases on the street, and it's not nice. But it is what it is, I say. If you're in that hole, you got to try and get yourself out of that hole. Like I said, try and get yourself out of that hole, and then, yeah, it's upwards and upwards from there. But you just got to keep that dream alive.
Talking of dreams, what are you looking forward to in 2019?
Well, hopefully, if I can get my things together, I want to do something with music and like have my own label. And like with homelessness people, yeah, I want to do something for them. I can try and put things together for them, and then that's your production. And, you know, that's what I want to do, help.
Is music something you missed when you were homeless? Because I'm guessing that's not so easy to hear. Or
yeah, it's... For me, I haven't got the facilities, but I have got a musical mind, and there's like people out here that's got like, they do poetry and things like that, and I'm thinking to myself, them people that does poetry, I can like help them with their dream, also success of my dream, so I put two and two together, and that would have been a nice success of something, So yeah, that's what I say.
I look forward to the music and poetry collab of Tony Gardner 2019.
Hopefully it'll come. So yeah, that's what I say, but that's my dream for now.
Thank you for sharing your dream with me, Tony. Have a very Merry Christmas.
And you too, and everybody out there too, have a nice Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Tony's words, the success of something, brings me back to the bubble who we heard rehearsing at the beginning of this podcast.
Listen to you practice. That's lovely. What are you playing?
Yeah. Joy to the World.
Looks like this piano's seen a lot of action, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Silmarine.
Silmarine, that's a beautiful name. So are you the key pianist in the bubble?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm Sarah and I'm lead the band. And we started in... They actually started in... the middle of this year, and it was a group of people who got together just to play music and have fun, really. And then they decided that they wanted to go in a bit more of an organised direction. We were on sort of a sticky wicket with it because Carly, who's in charge here, this room's quite in demand, so we needed to sing for our supper. and so
literally,
so she came in. After about, I think we'd done 4 sessions with me, and we sang for her, and it was a success, I think. And we got the room, and we also got the member of staff to oversee it all, which was great. Silmarine over there, she plays the piano and sings beautiful harmonies. John has got a Leonard Cohen voice. Chez is fantastic. She is the one that's so organised. She's always got the... words, she's got a lovely voice, and she's also very artistic. So we then started producing a newsletter, and we started getting some gigs, and the latest one that we went to was Home for the Elderly in Edgbaston called Sunrise, and we did about an hour there, didn't we? And it was they loved it, we had a great time. But I suppose what we're trying to do is get more people who use psych services to come in. And we've been successful, but I suppose the nature of it is with homeless people, sometimes you'll see them, other times you won't. So it's been quite haphazard. But what we try to do, if someone shows an interest, and, you know, some people might just come in and sing once. We've got one guy who can rap. He's fantastic. He's hit and miss, but he'll come in and he'll join in.
This is the Bubbles' first Christmas rehearsal. The turnout isn't huge, only 4, and it's fair to say they are a little rusty, but the peace and calm in the room is tangible.
1, 2, 3. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive the King. And heaven and nature sing.
Thank you for listening to this Christmas edition of our brand new podcast, Cypher Stories, Giving a Voice to the Homeless. In 2019, we plan 12 episodes which will look at the varying, wide-ranging issues faced by the clients of Cypher Fireside and the homeless of Birmingham. A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you.